Good morning. First of all, and on behalf of my colleagues, I would like to thank this congregation for receiving us today, and wish you all well. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The text on my conversion was based of this short text was based on Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, and from Romans chapter 1, verses 8 to 17. Like many of my countrymen who are Roman Catholic, nominally but not in practice, I was raised in a home where religion was not a big issue. My father was a Roman Catholic, and my mother was indifferent, anomic on faith matters. For that reason, I have received an education that gave me not much interest in deepening about my religious precepts. I was baptized at St. Patrick's Roman Catholic Church, an Irish community parish in Buenos Aires, 30 days after my birth, and when I turned to 8 years old, I took First Communion without having a clue about all those rites of passage, as they call it. One day, at the age of 13, walking through the streets of Buenos Aires, I entered to the Recoleta Cemetery and started to walk around looking the monuments and gravesites around, wondering about life and death. I began to have concerns about my path of life because I couldn't find Jesus at the Sunday Mass. Later, in high school, I began to study European history in the 16th century, the Renaissance, and particularly the Protestant Reformation. There I met characters unknown until then for me, namely Martin Luther, Ulrich Zwingli, John Calvin, John Knox, Hugh Latimer, Nicholas Ridley. And I was struck by a paragraph from the Bible in Habakkuk that Paul then quoted in his letter to the Romans: "The just shall live by his faith." That paragraph of confidence, forgiveness and regeneration marked the rest of my existence till now. I began to read stories about English missionaries in Argentina, arriving to Argentina and Chile, such as Reverend John Thompson, Captain Allen Gardiner, an English sailor who was sent by the South American Missionary Society in England to Patagonia, and most especially the Reverend William Case Morris, founder of Anglican Evangelical Churches, as well as homes for orphans and school for the children coming from needy families. My first contact was with St. Andrew's Scots Presbyterian Kirk in downtown Buenos Aires, which was still under the Synod of the Church of Scotland, and that was on November 11th, 1979. Certainly, it was not the best day. The church was packed, but the sermon was not a very inspiring one for a teenager like me who was hungry for faith, visiting the church for the very first time. It was Remembrance Day, and references in the message were obviously to First and Second World War. Anyway, I kept going there, and there I made friends such as the Morris family, the Reverend Gordon Morris and his wife Sheila, who had come from Edinburgh on a 3-year contract, being himself the last minister sent by Scotland. With only 15 years, we began to form a group of young people in the Kirk that was the beginning of a mission of the Spanish language. This was interrupted by the end of Gordon Gordon's ministry in Argentina after the Falklands War and the arrival of another minister with renewed ideas that had nothing to do with the Reformed faith. Summing up, I met with my faith first by reason, having studied the Reformation at school, and by experience, starting to congregate in a church. By my true conversion came in the summer of 1987 in a summer camp at Cordova Hills. There once worshiping in the Allen Gardiner Memorial Chapel, I felt that there was something in me, inside me, a sacred fire, something that mobilized me to strengthen myself in faith. I took the Bible and promised myself not to stray farther from its teaching, to keep the faith, a faith that rich, than ritual, that stop that beats the unbeatable. I was then born again in this assurance that to be born again is not just an event in your lifetime, but it is something that should be done every day in your life. After going back to in 2004, and obeying a strong call to serve God in His church, I began theology studies at the Faculty of Theological Studies at McGill University in Montreal, Canada. My theological education continued with a Master of Divinity at the Evangelical Institute of Theological Studies, commonly known as ICEDET, in Buenos Aires. After going back to my country after 3 years living in Canada and failing to return to my church, I learned about the apathy, the disinterest for the other, the liberal ecumenical apostasy, the petty politics in some communities of faith. So I decided not to return anymore with them. The Chesed, God's loving kindness, was no longer there, so they were a bunch of strange people. I learned that spiritual apathy, coldness, or indifference affects everyone, even the most sincere Christians, at one time or another. This can be overcome by a real revival, a fire within our own souls, which can spread to a community of faith. Overcoming such apathy is necessary for continuing our much closer walk with God. When I realized that many friends had done the same thing I did, that is, they step aside or run away from their own communities of faith, I decided to start a prayer group, something new that was faithful to God's word in the unrestricted adherence to the biblical tradition. As most of us came from many groups, we had to adopt a Presbyterian theology and a Presbyterian spirituality and ecclesiology, thus adopting the Westminster Confession of Faith and the Five Solas. Thus, and as we grew, we were called to be the church, creating the Free Presbyterian Church of Argentina with the loving support of two ministers of your church who came to Argentina to know more about our own experience, namely the Reverend John Hanna and Reverend David McMillan. And then I met these young fellows seated at the first row of your pews, the Reverend Walter Viga and Mr. Israel Guerrero. On behalf of my community and myself, are very grateful to them, as well as Reverend Ian Harris, minister of the Analong Free Presbyterian Church, for the support they have given us for over these 2 last years. In this postmodern world, in an age of liquid modernity, in an age that everything seems to be slipping through our fingers, our family, our relations, our jobs, in an age that everything is fine and worthwhile, so go on. Like those who are buying a flying ticket, no matter where it goes, our churches should be a prophetic voice against secularism, against the evil of relativism. 500 years from the Reformation, we now have a great challenge to call for a new Reformation, which is, in a sense, to get back to our own values, to get Jesus again in our hearts, knowing and with the blessed assurance that the just shall live by his faith. Amen. Let us pray. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us now and forevermore. Amen.